Hi, hello, and how are you? From Madison, South Dakota, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Dakota State Lady Tees in non-conference basketball action here this evening. This will be the precursor to the men's contest that will start at 7:30. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest with a 10-9 overall mark, 5-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while Dakota State enters with a 4-8 overall mark. They are playing without a conference affiliation again this season. They are 0-5 against Great Plains Athletic Conference teams. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me, as I'm seated high atop the Dakota State University gymnasium floor, top row of bleachers, mid-court. Best seat in the house for tonight's contest. The Dort College Defenders going through their warm-ups. Dakota State has retreated to their locker room for the final tune-up before tonight's contest, slated to tip off in about 10 minutes or so. Dakota State enters this contest 4-8 overall. They've lost four of their last five games. The Lady Tees have wins this season over Ogallala Lakota, Trinity Bible, Presentation, and Minnesota Morris. The Madison, South Dakota-based school has been a de facto GPAC member since going the independent route 2 years ago, which helped lead to the dismantling of the Dakota Athletic Conference. Lady Tees will play eight games against GPAC members by the time this season is over. Dakota State has played four GPAC members already this season and are 0-3 against Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, Briar Cliff, and Midland. Dakota State is averaging 71.3 points per game while allowing 68.8 points per outing, and they own a 39.1 to 34.9 rebounding edge. Jeff Dittman's team is converting 46.1% of its field goals while opponents are making 41.5%. Lady Tees have had trouble with turnovers, giving the ball up 281 times in 12 games while forcing 228 turnovers. Kylie Westover averages 13.3 points per game with 2.3 rebounds, and she is making 32.4% of her three-point shots. Katie Piller is averaging 11.3 points per game in nine outings, but did not play in the most recent game, a loss to Midland on Saturday. Allison Droger is scoring 10.3 points per game, and she takes down 6.3 rebounds, which is second on the team to Piller's 11.3. Courtney Holstein is good for 7.5 points, and Cassie Jacobson is scoring at a 6.6 points per game clip with 4.4 rebounds per game. For the Dort College women, they come off a upset victory over the Concordia Bulldogs, the number one rated team in the country at the time of that loss, a 96-86 double overtime victory for the Defenders. Dort College is 10-9, 5-5 of the GPAC. That's at the midpoint of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. The Defenders average 69.9 points per game and allow 59.8 points per outing while converting 40.4% of the field goals that they try, and they allow opponents to make 37.4% of the field goals that they attempt. Dort College has out-rebounded teams 38.2 to 36.6 and have forced 411 turnovers in 19 outings while committing 359. Dort College has made 313 of 467 free throws for 67% success. Opponents have made 241 of 379 for 63.6%. Kara Van Dyke leads the Dort College Defenders with a 13.8 points per game average, and she is taking down 7.6 rebounds per outing. Van Dyke has converted 50.3% of her field goals and 47.5% of her three-point tries. The junior from Edgerton, Minnesota also has 30 assists and 34 steals. Kayla Brookeyes puts in 11.9 points per game and has a 4.1 rebounding average to go with 41.4% field goal shooting. Brianna Spronk and Elise Marish score 10.8 and 10.2 points per game, with Marish taking down 6.1 rebounds. Spronk leads the team with 41 assists and 35 steals, and she also gets 5.3 rebounds per game. Jasmine Skelhaus and Danelle Bones score 7.4 and 7.0 points per game. Brookeyes has converted 33 three-point shots, while Skelhaus and Bowen each have 28 made three-pointers to their credit so far this season. In their most recent outing, Dakota State lost an 80-68 decision to Midland in Madison Saturday, January 5, after trailing 38-18 at halftime. Lady Tees made 25 of 59 shots from the floor and were 19 of 31 from the floor in the second half, while outscoring the Warriors 50-42. Allison Droger had a team-high 14 points, and she nabbed 6 rebounds with 5 assists and 6 blocked shots. Cassie Jacobson and Kylie Westover had 13 points each. Jacobson had 6 rebounds with 4 assists. Dort College upset number 1 rated and previously unbeaten Concordia Saturday, 96-86 in double overtime. Dort College overcame a late 8-point deficit before tying the game on a 3-point shot by Kayla Brookeyes with 11 seconds remaining in regulation. Norcullage withstood chances by Concordia to win it at the end of regulation and at the end of the first overtime before scoring the first 7 points of the second overtime for the eventual win. Caravan Dyke had 27 points and 9 rebounds with 4 assists and 1 steal. Brookeyes had a 21 with 8 rebounds and 2 steals. Marish knocked down 15 points and had 13 rebounds. Skelhas scored 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from Madison, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for Dakota State, they will start Kylie Westover, a 5'6 junior, averaging 13.3 points per game. Number 12 is Julie Munson. She's a 5'6 junior, averaging 3.5 points per outing. Number 23 is Haley Stover. She's a 5'7 freshman, averaging 2 points per contest. Number 32 is Cassie Jacobson. She's a 5'9 junior, averaging 6.6 points per outing. And wearing number 34 for Dakota State, a 6'1 junior, Allison Droger, averaging 10.3 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start the starting lineup that we saw on Saturday. It'll be number 5, Kayla Brookeye. She is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhas. She is a freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per game. Kara Van Dyke, number 31, is a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 13.8 points per game. Brianna Spronk, the lone senior in the rotation for the Dort College Defenders, averages 10.8 points per game. She wears number 35. She's a senior from Edgerton. And let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on then with our starting lineup, as we had one more player for Dort College to tell you about. That's Elise Marish. Marish wears number 41. She's 5'11", averaging 10.2 points per game, and she is a junior. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Brookeyes, Skelhas, Van Dyke, Spronk, and Marish. For Coach Craig Steensma and for Coach Jeff Dittman, it will be Kylie Westover, Julie Munson, Haley Stover, Cassie Jacobson, and Allison Droger. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Most recent outing, Dakota State, a loss to Midland. Dort College upset Concordia. Last time these two teams played was 1 year ago in Sioux Center. Dort College leads this series 19-17. Back on January the 12th, Dort College was a 68-52 winner over Dakota State, led 32-26 at halftime. Kara Van Dyke had 14 points. Kayla Gasing, 14, with 7 rebounds and 2 assists. Kayla Brookeyes had 10 points as Dort College was 26 of 62 from the floor, had a 37-35 rebounding advantage. Dakota State was paced by Courtney Hamblin with 12. Pillar had 12 with 8 rebounds. Dakota State was 18 of 53 from the floor, got forced into 22 turnovers, while Dort College had 14 turnovers of their own. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening, a rekindling of a rivalry that has stood the test of time through several conference changes. These two were members of the SDIC back in the 1990s. Dort College left for the GPAC. Dakota State stayed in the what turned out to be the Dakota Athletic Conference, or the DAC-10 at the time. That conference has since been disbanded. Dakota State controls the opening tap. Down on the offensive end, they throw it away, promptly turning it over. Dort College has the basketball for the first time this evening. Dakota State on defense, Dort College facing man-to-man defense. They pass it left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the wing beyond the three-point line. Kara Van Dyke beats it outside to Marish. Marish back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts up a three, and she rattles it in. Kara Van Dyke with the three-pointer from the left wing, and the Dort College defenders lead it 3-0. The triple by Dort College and Kara Van Dyke. Dakota State now with the basketball. Cassie Jacobson feeds it left side over to Julie Munson. Ball tipped and hounding out front is Brookeyes. Unable to come up with a loose ball, though. Dakota State has the ball. Kylie Westover passes right side. Shot clock winding down as you hear the fans count it down in the background. Dakota State with the ball. Pass goes left side. Westover. Westover double clutch shot from 12 on the left wing is good. Westover averaging 13.3 points per game, and the Dort College defender lead is 3-2. 3-2 our score. Pass over the top goes right side. They feed it back over to Marish. Marish on the right wing beyond the three-point line gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the wing comes back out front. Give it to Marish. Marish down on the blocker. Baseline jumper is no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Here come the Lady Tees. For the basketball is Haley Stover. Pass goes underneath. Shot is up inside. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke after the missed shot by Allison Droger. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus out front. Goes right side to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the right wing. Looking for the cutter. Finds Spronk. Spronk with the right hand. Layup good. Brianna Spronk cutting from the top of the key down the right side of the lane. She gets the two-point basket to go. Dort College leads it 5-2. Dakota State basketball on the left wing with it. Westover looking, now feeds it out to Droger. Droger with the two-point basket and makes it 5-4. So Droger, after missing a shot on her first attempt, comes back and knocks down a three-point shot. Just a long two. 5-4 our score, 17:55 left to play in the first half. Brookeyes feeds it left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus underneath, intended for Marish. Marish comes up with it underneath the basket, puts it up off the bottom of the backboard, gets her own rebound back, feeds it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. She lets fly with a three from the left corner. It's good. Skelhaus with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 8-4. So a couple of threes and a two-point basket. Dort College leads 8-4. Dakota State with the ball. Pass goes left side over to Westover. Westover gives it up to Stover. Droger passes left corner. Jacobson. Jacobson used up her dribble. Ball deflected, taken away by Spronk. Spronk over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up. Skelhaus in between the circles out front. Feeds it right wing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke beyond the three-point line a couple of feet. Van Dyke looking for a cutter. Nobody's moving. Van Dyke with the basketball gives it up. Marish, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Left side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Marish. Marish, Brookeyes. Brookeyes at the top of the key. Brookeyes will spot up. Puts up a long three, and she hits it. Three-point basket by Kayla Brookeyes, and the Dort College defenders lead it 11-4. Dakota State basketball. Dort College out of the chute quickly. Haley Stover feeds it right side over to Munson. Munson with the basketball. They lob it down low, tipped and saved in by Spronk. She stole it, got it over to Brookeyes. Brookeyes racing the length of the floor, stutter step, left hand, layup, good. Kayla Brookeyes goes coast to coast after receiving the pass from Spronk after the steal. And the Dort College defenders own a 13-4 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. Back with more after this. Dakota State uses a timeout to talk things over, finding themselves down 13-4 here in the early going. Lady Tees with the basketball. Pass goes out front. This is Hamblin. Hamblin, shot no good. Rebound cleared up by Van Dyke on the missed 15-footer from the top of the key. Comes over left side, Brookice. Brookice gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Jamie Cook. Cook wide open, layup good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. The Door College defenders continue a run that started with them up 5-4. They've scored 10 points in a row. They lead at 15-4. Blocking foul called on the other end by John Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus whistled for her first personal foul. Jelsma and Bone check in for the defenders. Checking out, Skelhaus and Brookice. Door College showing zone defense on the out-of-bounds play for Dakota State underneath the basket. Checking in is Yu Onadera. Pass underneath, tipped, and it's loose. Picked up by Van Dyke, now stolen back by Dakota State. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Door College basketball. Door College leading at 15-4. Door College with the lead. Kara Van Dyke to throw the ball in. She gets it into Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma setting the offense. She's got it on the left side. Picks up her dribble. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes right side over to Bone. Bone looking for the lob. Pass down low. Instead swings it back. Top of the key to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma tests the waters. Gives it off to Sprunk. Sprunk shot no good. Rebound tipped. Cook had a hand on it momentarily for the defenders. Now Dakota State comes out with it. Long pass into the front court. Hamblin. Hamblin down to the baseline. Nothing there. She'll retreat back to the top of the key. Comes back out front to Julie Munson. Pass down low. Dakota State with the basketball on Adara. Pass right side. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma on the missed three-point shot by Julie Munson. Door College with the basketball. Jelsma feeds it out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Cook. Cook with the left hand. Nifty around the hoop. Then Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She's got four. Door College leads 17-4. So Door College out of the chute quickly. 17-4 our score. Left side pass with the basketball is Courtney Hamblin. And the ball's deflected out. Last touched by Door College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Marish is in. Van Dyke will check out. Also checking in for Dakota State will be number three, Courtney Holstein. Holstein is in. Westover is out. And Dakota State sending their subs up to the bench one at a time. Kendra Lindblad will check into the contest. Checking out is Julie Munson. And the Door College defenders surrender the basket on the bucket by Droger. It's 17-6. 17-6 our score. Goes down low. And we've got a foul called underneath. That's going to go against Dakota State. It'll be Door College basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma to throw it in. That foul charge to number 24 for Dakota State on Adara. Inside Sprunk. Sprunk has it blocked, but there to put it back is Elise Marish. Marish on the putback. And the Door College defenders lead at 19-6 on the offensive rebound and putback by Marish after it was blocked at the hand of the Door College defenders and Brianna Sprunk. Right side, Lindblad. Lindblad looks for the three, instead goes to Droger. Droger posting up, loses it. It's tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Door College basketball. Door College inbounding in front of the visitors section. The seating here at Dakota State restricted to one side. The benches and scoring table are on the opposite side from where I am seated. And there are end zone seats on each baseline. Jelsma with the basketball. She passes to Bone. Bone deep left side, looking, nothing there. Gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma left side Marish. Door College playing with a 13-point lead. Little over 6 minutes into this contest. Out front, Bone. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Goes right side over to Sprunk. Sprunk down to the baseline. Has it stripped on the way up. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Door College basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk, the senior from Edgerton, throws it in over the top to Marish. 5 to shoot for the defenders. 4 now. She goes to Sprunk. Sprunk on the right elbow. Turn around. Fires it up. Hits the glass and the rim. And they stop play And I'm not sure why they called the shot clock violation, because the ball was out of the hand clearly before the buzzer sounded, and the ball clearly hit the backboard and then the rim. It was the official on the far side who ended up making that call. I don't think he had the vision to see that that ball hit the rim. Nonetheless, Ord College a chance to set up their defense. And on the other end, driving to the hoop is Courtney Holstein. Holstein with a short shot. She gets it to go. She's fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. Dort College is called for the foul in the form of Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for her first personal. And Holstein makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College owns a 19-9 advantage 7 minutes into this contest. For the basketball left side is Jelsma. Jelsma looking. Jelsma still looking. Feeds it left side over to Marish. Marish with the ball. Marish gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma underneath Van Dyke. Double team. Two players around her trying to find someone to pass to, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dakota State. I believe that's going to go on Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad whistled for the personal foul, her first. Team foul number two on Dakota State. Dort College inbounds. They get it to Bone. Bone with it on the left wing. Comes back out front to Cook. Cook in between the circles, about 6 feet beyond the three-point line. Looking down low. Feeds it inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround is good. Kara Van Dyke with 5 points. And the Dort College lead is 21-9. 21-9 into the front court. Lindblad gives it over to Onadera. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound Marish. Stripped free, though, by Holstein. And now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. Kayla Brookice will inbound the ball. Will check into the contest. Checking out is Jamie Cook. Throwing it in. Left side is Lindblad for Dakota State. Dort College with a 12-point lead, 21-9. Onadera with the basketball. Gives it up to Hamblin. Hamblin to Holstein. Holstein in the lane. Her shot short. No good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Brittany Rosberg. Rosberg, a 6-foot senior for Dakota State, whistled for the foul on the rebound. Dort College will have the basketball, leading 21-9. Chance for the defenders to build on the lead. They've led by as many as 13. Their lead is at 12 right now. Right side pass, Brookice. Brookice with it well beyond the three-point line. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke in between the circles. Goes left side over to Brookice. Beg your pardon, that's Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish looking inside. Jelsma double-teamed, looking for the kickout. Now she'll turn, fired off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 21-9, our score. Dort College up a dozen. Dakota State inbounding, length of the floor to go when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Values Matter member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Droger kicks it outside. Three on the way is good for Courtney Holstein. Holstein makes it a 21-12 ball game. She's got 6 points. An old-fashioned three-point play and a three-point bucket. And now Dort College turns it over on the other end, leading by nine. 21-12, our score. Dakota State for the basketball. Lindblad throws it into Onadera. Onadera gets it right side back over to Lindblad. Lindblad on the right wing. Now Holstein. Holstein in between the circles out front, guarded there by Bone. Right side pass, Droger. Droger with it, left-hander. Still looking, goes cross-court with it over to Holstein. Holstein has to track it down near the center jump circle. 10 to shoot for Dakota State. Onadera, crossover move, drives the lane, might have traveled with it. Ball's blocked out of bounds by Kara Van Dyke. It'll be Dakota State basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Onadera. Dort College by nine, pass middle of the lane to Droger. Droger, soft shot in the middle of the lane is good. Droger with 6 points, and Dakota State has scored the last 5 points to cut what was a 12-point difference down to seven. 21-14, our score. Brookice, right wing. She comes back out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke looking, driving the lane, has it tipped off of her leg, out of bounds. I believe it'll be Dakota State basketball. No, they're going to stay last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. From my vantage point, looked like it was swiped off of Van Dyke's thigh out of bounds as she drove the lane. York College now throwing it in. Elise Marish to trigger. Marish gets it in to Bone. Bone with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Bone out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Crossover move. Drives the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota State. York College turns it over. So after getting up big early, Dakota State chipping away at this lead by the York College defenders. Onadera with a basketball, Holstein out front. Holstein goes over to Droger. Droger lets fly with a three, and she hit it. She's got 9 first-half points, averaging 10.3 points per game. And the York College lead is down to 21-17. Dakota State on an 8-0 run. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Right side with it is Marish. Marish puts it on the floor. Kick out pass over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus underneath Marish. Marish muscles it up. Good. Elise Marish with 4 points. York College leads 23-17. That ends the run at 8 for Dakota State. Answering back on the shot from the right wing is Holstein. She missed it. No good. Too short. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. She goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Marish. Marish feels the pressure behind her. Tries to spin to the hoop and has it tipped away. Onadera with the basketball. Onadera near midcourt. Gathers the ball. Gets right side over to Holstein. Holstein beyond the three-point line. Used up her dribble. Now comes back over to Onadera. Onadera with the basketball in between the circles. Onadera directing traffic. Backdoor cut. Hamblin. No good, but there for the rebound. And the putback is Droger. Droger with the two-point basket. She's got 11. York College leads 23-19. Out front, Van Dyke goes left side, Marish. Marish, ball fake, drives the lane, puts it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Lady T's off and running. With it on the right side is Holstein. Holstein to Onadera. Onadera, lob pass over the top, Droger. Droger, shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Holstein. Holstein, pull up in the lane from 10, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, gets it over to Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Kayla passes left side to Danelle Bone. Bone in between the circles. No, she's got it on the left wing. She gets it left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking. Feeds it back over to Bone. Bone directing traffic. Goes middle of the floor to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke traveled with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota State. 23-19 our score, Dort College leading by 4. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors. 712-395-0764. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the bench. This is a media timeout. Let's take a break. Be back with more after this. The York College defenders on defense as Dakota State trying to whittle the lead down further. They've got it down to 4. With it up front is Kylie Westover. Westover shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Spront. Spront gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma across the timeline. She goes left side over to Brookice, and we've got a blocking foul called on Adara. On Adara whistled for the personal, her first. Our score, Dort College by 4. On Adara whistled for her second personal foul, team foul number 4. Called on Dakota State in this half. 7:59 left to go in the first half. York College with the basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it out front. Gets it over to Brookice. Brookice, Cook. Cook straight on. Nothing there. Thought about rocking into the three. Decided against it. Comes back over to Marish. Marish, right side, Brookice. Brookice puts up a three, and that one drops through. Brookice with 8 points. York College leads 26-19. Dakota State with the basketball. Lowering her shoulder is Julie Munson. Munson shot, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming away with it is Marish. Marish gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma left side over to Spronk. Spronk has the baseline. Stops, pops off the baseline. No good. Off the backboard, no good, that is. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Well, now they're going to reverse that and say last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Jelsma. Jelsma looking. Still looking is Jelsma. In danger of a 5 seconds call, and she is called for 5 seconds trying to inbound. Gore College leading by 7, 26-19. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Dakota State with the basketball. Kylie Westover goes right side to Haley Stover. And a reaching foul called on the Dort College defenders. No free throws yet. That's team foul number 4 on the defenders. For Jelsma, that is foul number 1. I don't believe there's anyone in foul trouble for the Dort College defenders. I've got 4 different players with 1 foul each. For Dakota State, they've got 1 player with 2 fouls each. That is Yui Onadera. Down to the baseline with the basketball is Munson. Munson driving. Now she's pinned. Gets it over to Westover. Westover with the basketball. Droger. Droger out front. Has it tipped away. Stolen by Spronk. Spronk feeds it off to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma setting the offense. She goes right side. Back over to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook spin move in the lane. Left-hander up in the lane. Cook. Jamie Cook with 6 points. Dort College leads 28-19. Dakota State down to the baseline with the basketball is Munson again, and Munson pushing her way down to the lane. And Cook trying to hold her ground, and Jamie Cook has whistled for the personal foul. For Cook, that is foul number 1. And they're going to say free throws for Julie Munson. Munson, a 54% free throw shooter, shooting 2 as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. 6:28 left to play. In this first half, Dort College leads it 28-20. They've led by as many as 13 in this first half. Second free throw, not good. And the Dort College defender lead is 28-20. Into the front court with it is Jelsma. Jelsma goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk driving in, puts it up with a right hand from the left side. It's good. Coming back the other way, Dakota State with the basketball, trailing by 10 again are the Lady Tees. For Spront, that was her second field goal of the night. Dakota State trying to answer back. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes away with a missed shot. Kylie Westover, she missed it from the left baseline 10 feet out. Dort College has the basketball. Comes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Spront. Spront with it on the wing. Driving baseline. Drops it off for Cook. Cook wide open. Give the assist to Spront. The basket to Jamie Cook. She's got 8 points. And the Dort College lead is back to a dozen at 32-20. 5:35 and counting. First half of play. Dakota State basketball. Kylie Westover. Westover to Cassie Jacobson. Jacobson over the basketball. Jacobson at the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Crossover move. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court for Dort College with a head full of steam. Stops at the free throw line. Reverses out to Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to drive the lane. Nothing there. Kicks outside to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline 15 feet out. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma has the lane to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke to trigger it. Van Dyke looking in danger of another 5 seconds call, and they finally get it in over the top to Jelsma. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke 3 from the right wing. Deep, no good, too strong. Rebound controlled by Cassie Jacobson as she chased it down on the right baseline about 15 feet from the hoop. Long shot, long rebound. Jacobson over the basketball. She's got it on the right side. Gives it up over to Hamblin. Hamblin on the right wing. Hamblin, nothing there. Hamblin into the lane, picks up her dribble, comes back out to Jacobson. Jacobson on the right wing. Jacobson cut off on the baseline. Dort College playing with a 12-point lead. Three-pointer answering is Kylie Westover. Westover with her first three tonight. Dort College's lead is 32-23. Jelsma coming back the other way. Jelsma goes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, comes back right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk, right wing. Goes left side over to Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Brookice, nothing there. Spins. She's on the baseline. Comes back over to Spronk. 5 to shoot. Spronk splits the defense. Lays it up strong. Good. 6 points for Brianna Spronk. Dort College leads 34-23. Nord College by 11, 3:45 and counting. First half. Foul called away from the ball. That's going to be on the cutter. Dort College is whistled for the personal foul. That's Jessica Jelsma picking up her second personal foul. Checking into the contest is Jasmine Skelhaas. Checking out Jessica Jelsma. Also checking out Kara Van Dyke. Elise Marish back into the game. For the Dort College defenders, it is Skelhaas, Marish, Spronk, Bone, and Brookice. Dakota State, three-pointer from the top of the key. It's good for Jacobson. Cassie Jacobson with the three-point basket. Dort College leads by 8, 34-26. Pass into the lane, and we've got an offensive foul called on Elise Marish. They call her for the clear-out. Elise picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. 3:30 remaining in the first half. Dakota State basketball. They bring it up. In between the circles out front is Stover. Stover gives to Westover. Westover with a basketball. She comes back over to Holstein. Holstein to Stover. Middle of the lane to Novak. Novak with a left hand. It's good. Rachel Novak able to drive left side of the lane. She's able to get the floater to go off the glass, and the Dort College lead is 34-28. Dort College up by 6. Right side pass over to Spront. Spront down to the baseline. Crossover dribble. Novak not biting. Comes left side over to Brookice. Brookice well beyond the three-point line. She's going to put up a long three, and she hit it. Kayla Brookice, another three. She's got 11 points, and the Dort College lead is 37-28 as she hangs the net. They have to stop play for the moment and get the net down off of the rim. Dakota State with the basketball. Westover, Westover, right side to Stover. Stover, pass deflected, tipped, and controlled by Skelhaas. Here comes Skelhaas with the basketball. Skelhaas goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with it on the baseline, spins in the lane. Her shot too strong off of the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice splashes in another three. Kayla Brookice with her fourth three of the first half, and the Dort College defenders lead by 12, 40-28. Dakota State with the basketball. They go right side over to Courtney Holstein. Holstein to Westover. Westover with the basketball. Goes left side to Stover. Stover feeds it into the corner. Nothing there. Novak. Novak with the basketball. Novak gives to Westover. Westover three answering no. Rebound hit, tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State down by a dozen with the basketball. They've got a fresh 30 to work with. 1:48 left to play in the half. Kylie Westover gives the ball up to Stover. Stover in the lane, nothing there. Comes back right side. Three on the way by Jacobson is good. Cassie Jacobson with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 40-31. Skelhaas with the basketball. She goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk, right side, Skelhaas. She catches, fires three. Good. Three-point basket for Jasmine Skelhaas. Her second today. Dort College already with 7 made three-pointers in this half. Dort College leads at 43-31. For Dakota State, they've not quite been as impressive from the three-point line, but they've got 6 threes in this first half of play. Dort College leading by a dozen, 43-31. Like to see a stop now for the defenders. Stover with it on the right side, gives it up. Three-pointer, Wang, good. Kendra Lindblad with another three. Dort College leads 43-34. 1:11 left to play in the first half. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up Jelsma. Jelsma goes over to Brookice. Brookice looking down low. Brookice comes out front to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, Bone. Bone on the left wing. Danelle Bone, nothing there. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk right side to Brookice. Brookice intended for Spronk. Spronk has to chase it down in the backcourt, and they call an over-and-back violation on the defenders, and Dakota State has a chance to cut into what was a 13-point lead at one point this afternoon or this evening. It's been down to as few as four. It's 9 right now, and they've got the basketball. Dakota State inbounding, and the ball's tipped out by Spronk. Last touch by the defenders, intended in the corner for Courtney Holstein. 47.4 seconds remaining in the half. Kendra Lindblad to throw the ball in for Dakota State. She gives it up to Haley Stover. Stover, right side. come back over with the basketball. Droger. Droger underneath. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma's in the backcourt. Gets it away to Spronk. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice heading back the other way. Brookice looking. Reverses left side Bowen. Bowen ball fake down to the baseline. Dribbled it off of her leg. Has to go to the floor to get it. Now it's called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. Now clock is off, and Dakota State can hold for the final shot of the first half if they so desire. 22.9 seconds remaining in the half. Dakota State and Dort College both countering with substitutions. Elise Morris checks into the contest for Dort College. Checking in for Dakota State is Kylie Westover. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dort College by nine, Dakota State with the basketball. Westover, her pass deflected, Spronk tipped it free. Dakota State comes up with it in the backcourt, though. Lindblad with it, six to shoot. She comes back right side to Westover. Westover floater from the baseline, no good. Rebound Marish, 1 second left, and she'll let the clock run out. 43-34, Dort College gets a defensive stop to end the first half, and Dort College goes to the locker room up by nine, 43-34. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lead Dakota State 43-34 at halftime of this non-conference women's college basketball game. Dort College has not trailed in this one. Their first basket was a made three-pointer by Caravan Dyke. Dakota State cut it down to one on two different occasions at 3-2 and 5-4. Dort College went on a 12-0 run to get up 17-4. They matched that 13-point lead with a 19-6 advantage. Dakota State cut the lead all the way down to 4 at 23-19. Before Dort College went on another run to get up by 12 eventually at 32-20. Dort College led by 12 as recently as 40-28. Dakota State outscores Dort College, though, 6-3 from that point on to halftime. As the two teams exchange three-pointers, Dakota State with two, Dort College with one. And we go to the locker room. Our score, Dort College 43, Dakota State 34. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College leads it 43-34 at halftime with Dakota State. Here's a look at the numbers. First of all, for Dakota State, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43.3%, 6 of 11 on threes, 54.5%, 2 of 3 on free throws for 66.7%. For the Dort College defenders, 18 of 29 from the floor, 62.1%, 7 of 8 on threes, 87.5%. Dort College did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Dort College out-rebounded Dakota State in the first half, 18-11. Dort College with nine turnovers. Dakota State charged with seven. One steal for Dakota State, five for Dort College. 11 assists by the Dakota State Lady Tees, 14 assists for the Dort College defenders. Dort College is led by Kayla Brookice with 14 points. She's perfect from the floor thus far, 5-for-5 overall, 4-for-4 from the three-point line. 8 points for Jamie Cook. 6 for Jasmine Skelhaas, 6 for Brianna Spronk, 5 for Caravan Dyke, 4 for Lise Marish for their total of 40. For Dakota State, they are led in scoring by Allison Droger with 11 points. She got a lot of those early. 6 points for Courtney Holstein, 6 for Cassie Jacobson, 3 for Kendra Lindblad, 2 for Rachel Novak, 1 for Julie Munson, and 5 for Kylie Westover, 3 for Kendra Lindblad, for their total of 34 points. Dort College is led in rebounding by Caravan Dyke with 6, 3 for Jessica Jelsma, and 2 for Elise Marish. For Dakota State, Courtney Holstein has 3 rebounds, Brittany Rosberg has 2. Kylie Westover has 3 assists for Dakota State. Courtney Holstein and Kendra Lindblad each have 2. For Dort College, Caravan Dyke and Brianna Spronk with 4 assists each. Van Dyke also credited with 4 block shots, 3 steals, for Brianna Sprunk. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more for you at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other GPAC basketball games just getting underway. We got started at 5:30 here in Madison, so we got a jump start on the rest of the conference. This, of course, a non-conference contest. Midland is at Briarcliff. Midland in the conference 2-7, while the Briarcliff Chargers are 6-3 in women's play. Dakota Wesleyan at 6-3. Visits Northwestern, who is 6-3. That's in Orange City. That is just underway. That's a battle for fourth place. Actually, third place in the conference, as three teams stand 6-3 in the GPAC right now. Mount Marty at 5-4 is on the road at Morningside. Morningside is 8-1. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Doan. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan both looking for their first conference wins of the season. They're both 0-9. And they face off this evening in Crete. One women's basketball score from last night. It was Concordia defeating Hastings 76-57. The men will play that game this evening in a men's game only. After this evening, all the teams will be at the midpoint of the conference schedule, as all the teams playing this evening have nine games on their record at this point. Dort College has the bye this evening. They got to the 10-game mark last Saturday when they swept the Concordia Bulldogs in Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Coming up next weekend, or I should say this weekend, the Dort College Defenders are back at home as they face the Midland Warriors in women's and men's basketball at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That's a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear both of those games on KDCR 88.5 FM if you can't make it to the DeWitt in person. Both teams are out of the locker room warming up for the second half of tonight's contest. Kayla Brookeis with 14 points leading the Defenders. Allison Droger has already bettered her season average. She came in averaging 10.3 points per game. She's got 11 for Dakota State after one half of play. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action right after this. Tonight's broadcast on KDCR made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday night as we get into the second half. Dort College leads Dakota State 43-34. Lady T basketball as the second half begins. Dakota State with the basketball. They work it out front to Haley Stover. Stover to Droger. Droger on the right wing. Droger looking for the backdoor cut. She'll wheel into the lane herself. Tries to run over the top of Caravan Dyke. Dishes it off, now gets the return pass. With the basketball out front is Munson, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders on the play. So Dort College called for the personal foul. That's going to go on Dort College's Kayla Brookeis. That's her first. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. And now the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Elise Marish for the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State to inbound in front of the bench. Jeff Dittman back on the bench for Dakota State. Spent a few seasons at Hastings. He was a long time. Time. Dittman was a longtime women's basketball coach here at Dakota State when they enjoyed some success, made some runs to the national tournament. He left for Hastings College, led them to a runner-up finish in the national tournament. Pass goes inside. With it is Spronk. Spronk layup good. She's got 8 points. York College leads 45-4. Let's see if the defenders can build on their 11-point lead now. Pass is deflected out, and the officials will have to confer on this and say it's last touch by York College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. The officials disagreed initially on whose ball it should be. Dakota State has the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lady Tees throw it in over the top to Westover. Westover setting the offense. She comes right side over to Cassie Jacobson. Jacobson down to the baseline. Picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Now saves it in off of Marish, and Marish has it go off of her hip out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball. I had thought that ball might have ricocheted off of Stover after it hit off of Marish. The official doesn't agree with me, though, and Dakota State has the basketball on the sideline. They work it around out front. Counting down Jacobson, 4 to shoot. Down to the baseline, floater is good from 12 for Westover. Westover with 7 points. That's the second time she's done that this evening. With the shot clock winding down, has knocked down a floater. York College with the basketball on the 9-point lead, 45-36. Right side with it is Skelha. She gives it up to Spronk. Spronk looking down low. She has her dribble if she wants to use it. She elects not to. Comes over to Brookeis. Brookeis on the left wing. She gives left side over to Marish. Marish lob pass down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke gathers herself. She has it blocked by Droger. Out of bounds. It'll be York College basketball. York College gets the basketball back. 18-17 remaining in this half. That's in regulation. York College throwing it in. Spronk. Spronk gets the ball inbounded, comes right side over to Brookeis, 3 to shoot. Brookeis drew the contact, shot no good, rebound deflected, picked up by Dakota State. Coming up with it is Westover. Westover with the ball. Dakota State trailed Midland at halftime last Saturday, then proceeded to put 50 points on the board in the second half. Still ended up falling, but made an entertaining game of it. Three-pointer on the other end is up and down. Courtney Hamblin with the three-point basket. And the North College defender lead is 45-39. Brianna Spronk with the basketball. She's in the lane. Drives all the way. Strong with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Brianna Spronk with 10 points. She's closing in on 900 for her career. Lob pass inside Droger. Droger gives it up. Down to the baseline. Shot no good. That's a missed shot by Westover. Here comes North College. Left side Spronk. Spronk slices the lane. Puts it up. And she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Brianna Spronk, unofficially now with 10 points in this ball game, and if she's actually got 10 points, she's got 900 for her career. Free throw is up, no good. She misses on the attempt at 901. Spronk trying to join elite company this season. Not many York College women's basketball players have made it into the 1,000-point club. But right now, Spronk has 900 for her career. That's unofficially. And now 901, if my tally sheet is correct. 48-39, York College in front. 17-20 remaining. Ball game. Three-pointer. Answering again is Kylie Westover. Westover with her second three. She's got 10, and the York College lead is 48-42. On the right side with it is Brookeis. Brookeis, the junior from Edgerton, well out on the floor. She comes over to Skelha. Skelha, right side, Brookeis. Brookeis will put up another three, and she hasn't missed yet tonight. 5 3-pointers along with a 2-point basket. She's got 17, and the York College lead is 51-42. Coming back the other way, Dakota State with the basketball. Down to the baseline with the ball is Brittany Rosberg. Rosberg gives it up to Jacobson. Jacobson. Hesitation move, hands it off to Hamblin. Hamblin drives the lane. Her layup is good. York College leads 51-44. So Dakota State continuing to hang around in this one. York College putting a little distance between themselves and the Lady Tees, and Dakota State has an answer almost every time. Brianna Spronk in the lane. Her shot off the back of the board, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. She tried to save it into a York College player. Instead, coming away with it is Westover. York College leads 51-44, forcing a tie-up on the play. is Kayla Brookice. So Brookice with the tie-up on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the basketball. Jasmine Skelhaas setting the offense in between the circles. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone on the wing, looking down low for Van Dyke. Bone, nothing there. Comes out front to Cook. Cook looking for the lob pass down low. Instead, feeds it right wing to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. 15:50 remaining in this one. Skelhaas uses up her dribble. Comes back over to Sprott. Sprott, right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Spins into the lane. Layup is good. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points. And the Dort College lead is 53-44. Coming back the other way, Dakota State has the basketball. Dakota State. This is Onodera. Onodera gives it up to Rosberg. Rosberg fires it cross court, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. 53-44, Dort College by 9. 15:25 left to play in regulation. Dort College by 9. Kayla Brookice with 7 field goals to lead Dort College thus far. She's got 17 points. Driving in is Marish. Marish over to Sprott. Sprott to Cook. Cook goes right side over to Gelsman. Gelsman at the top of the key, nothing there. Marish swings it back left side over to Sprott. Down to the baseline, nothing there. She's going to fire it up anyhow, and Sprott somehow gets it to spin through. She's got 13, and the Dort College lead is 11, 55-44. Onodera with the basketball on the right wing. She puts it on the floor, in the lane, nothing there. Comes back outside, three, in and out, and drops through. Looked like it was going to pop out, and Courtney Hamblin hits her second three of the night. Dort College leads 55-47, Dort College by 8. Neither team is able to stop the other on offense so far. Marish with it, well out on the floor, right side to Sprott. Sprott with it in between the circles. She comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up, Sprott. Sprott driving baseline in the lane, and she is stripped on the way up, but a foul on the play called on Dakota State. Foul's going to go on Courtney Holstein. Holstein whistled for her first personal. 14:21 left to play. 55 for Dort College, 47 for Dakota State. Throwing the ball in will be Danelle Bone. Bone gets the ball into Gelsma. Gelsma gives it up Marish. Marish muscles her way up. Shot no good off of the glass. Rebound fought for. Now a foul called on the ensuing putback attempt by Marish. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line for her first free throws this evening. She's got a pair of field goals so far. Free throws by Spronk earlier in the half for the first free throw shot by Dort College this evening. First free throw by Marish is up and good. 5 for Marish. Dort College leads 56-47. Trying to make it a double-digit lead again is Elise Marish. Dort College is led by as many as 13. Dakota State has cut it down to as few as 4. Marish makes both free throws. Dort College leads 57-47. Dort College shows full court pressure defense for the first time this evening. Looks like a 2-2-1. Dakota State able to break it. They pass it to midcourt. Hamblin's going to go all the way down to the baseline. She stops, pops, 8-footer, no good. Rebound, weak side, take it away by Brookice. Brookice with a head full of steam. She's driving the other way. Feeds it right side. Bone, Bone, three, got it. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. And the Dort College defenders match their biggest lead of the ballgame at 60-47. 60-47 our score for Danelle Bone. That is her first three of the night. Dort College leading this one 60-47, 13:50 remaining in regulation. Bringing the basketball up is Munson. Munson in the backcourt gets it over to Hamblin. Hamblin, middle of the floor, Holstein. Holstein back to Hamblin. Beg your pardon, Munson. Munson over to Hamblin. Hamblin, head fake. She drives the lane, stops, traveled with it. No call made. Comes over to Onodera, and Onodera is able to seal off Bone as the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball in front of the women's basketball bench for Dakota State. Pass comes in. Three on the way. No good off the heel. Rebound tipped, and from deep in the corner, Dort College, Elise Marish saves it in off of a Dakota State player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading by a baker's dozen. 60-47 our score at Ord College by 13. Jelsma goes high post to Cook. Cook run into, gets it away to Brookice. Brookice over to Bone. She spots up another three. This one's from the left wing, and she hits it. Danelle Bone with her second three of the half. Ord College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 63-47. 63-47 our score, and we've got a travel on the other end. Dakota State committing the turnover. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break. Dakota State's just called a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading by 16 as we resume play. Dakota State called a timeout. Jessica Jelsma with the ball, gives the upside over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone looking down low, goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside Bone. Bone spots up another three. That one's too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Onodera on the weak side. She comes back right side over to Lindblad. Lindblad's pass deflected, taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, running the floor. With it on with the left hand, kicks it out. Brookice. Brookice, three-pointer, got it. Scorching. Kayla Brookice with 20 points, 6 three-pointers. She has not missed this evening. 66-47, Dort College by 19. So Kayla Brookice, perfect in the first half, 5 for 5 from the floor, 4 of them were threes, and she has not cooled off at all here in the second half. Dakota State with a turnover near the scorer's bench. That banging sound you heard was Kendra Lindblad slamming into the scorer's bench, trying to save that basketball. Dort College with the basketball in for between the circles. Jelsma. Jelsma comes over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Comes over to Spronk. Spronk with it on the right wing. Spronk gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball in between the circles. Van Dyke comes back right side over to Brookice. Brookice left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the floor down to the baseline. 5 to shoot. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. In case you're wondering, three-pointers made in a single game. The record for Dort College women's basketball is 7 by Serena Van Beek. That happened back in 2000. Pass goes in to Spronk. Spronk shot no good in the lane. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Here come the Lady Tees with the basketball. Westover. Westover picks up her dribble. Passes over to Droger. Droger to Onodera. Onodera with the basketball to Droger. Droger, whoever had her, was trailing her in the lane. And she knocks down the easy shot. Dort College leads at 66-49. 11:30 left to play in this ballgame. Van Dyke looking for Brookice. Van Dyke will spot up, knock down the 17-footer. Leave her alone. She's going to knock it down. She's got 9, and the Dort College defender lead is 68-49. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota State turns it over on the ensuing inbounds play, and Dort College playing with a 19-point lead, threatening to blow this one open. 11:27 left to play in the game. Van Dyke out front, goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk, lob pass into Van Dyke. Van Dyke, short shot, good. Kara Van Dyke with 11 points, and the Dort College defenders right now wearing on Dakota State, 70-49. We approach the 11-minute mark of this contest. Dakota State with the basketball, Onodera. Onodera into the front court. Stops, nothing there. Bad matchup. Kara Van Dyke will come out to match up with the much shorter Onodera. Now Bone will match up instead. Dakota State with the basketball. Left side, Munson. Munson gives it up to Westover. Westover, right side, to Droger. Droger will put up the three. She spots up. Shot no good. There for the rebound is Westover, and a reach-in foul called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for her second personal foul. That is team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half. Beg your pardon. Team foul number 2 on the defenders. Two free throws on the way for Westover. She is a 100% free throw shooter coming into the contest, 11 for 11. Now she's 12 for 12. Bowen and Jelsma are out. Cook and Skelhaus are in. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Westover makes them both. She's got 12. And the Dort College lead is 70-51. Right side with it is Brookice. Brookice guarded closely there by Julie Monson. Brookice comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhas. Skelhas, Sprock. Sprock down to the baseline. Nothing there. Double team. Comes back over to Skelhas, and Sprock stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball. They funneled Sprock down to the baseline. And she tried to pivot and throw it back out. And her heel grazed the baseline in the process. Dakota State basketball. Yui Anadero with the basketball. Swing it left side over to Westover. Westover guarded there by Brookice. Left side pass to Munson. Munson, they drive the lane. Nothing there. Tried to dish it off, and the ball's down on the floor. Skelhas over to Cook. Cook for the basketball. Cook driving in. Dumps it off for Sprock. Sprock, short baseline jumper, is good. Brianna Sprock with 15. Dort College leads 72-51. Dakota State with the basketball. Onadera. Onadera into the lane. Puts it up. Tough shot. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Hamblin. Hamblin will retreat to the perimeter. Kicks it out. Westover. Westover. Three. No good. Long rebound. Controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. She stops on the right wing. Gets it back over to Skelhas. Skelhas in between the circles out front. 9.5 left to go in the contest. Skelhas underneath to Sprock. Sprock over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke 12-footer. In and out. No good. Fight for the basketball, taken back by Sprock. Sprock put back is good, and she's fouled on the play. Brianna Sprock will go to the free throw line to shoot. The free throw is she was fouled in the act of shooting. So the free throw on the way for Sprock. Sprock with 17. So Brianna Sprock to shoot the free throw. Free throw is up, and the free throw no good as she misses on the opportunity at the three-point play. Dort College enjoying a 23-point lead, though, 74-51. Dakota State basketball. They drive the lane. Nothing there, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the ball back. Bringing it up will be Skelhas. Skelhas takes it across the timeline. Jasmine passes high post to Cook. Cook with the ball. She pivots, looking. Comes back over to Brookice. Another three. This one's off the mark. No good. She misses for the first time this evening. Sprock with the basketball. Goes underneath Marish. Marish. Ball's tipped out to Brookice. Brookice underneath Marish. Marish head fake. Has the baseline. Puts it up, and she's fouled on the play. And she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting by Courtney Hamblin. So that missed three-pointer by Brookice, the first three that the junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, has missed this evening. 6 for 7 now from the field. Free throw is up by Marish and good. Elise Marish now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. 7 points tonight for Marish. 75-51 Dort College in the driver's seat, 8:46 remaining in the contest. Another free throw on the way is up and down. So Marish makes both free throws. She's got 8. Dort College leads 76-51. Dort College in front comfortably. Dakota State with the basketball. They bring it across the timeline. Cassie Jacobson reverses right side. 3 on the way is good for Westover. Westover with the 3. She's got 15. And the Dort College lead is 76-54. Jamie Cook into the corner, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, rainbow, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 8:20 left to play in regulation. Dort College in front. On the floor for the defenders, Marish, Van Dyke, Cook, Skelhas, and Bone. Westover brings the ball up for Dakota State. She looks for Munson, finds Munson near the center jump circle, guarded there by Skelhas. Munson has the basketball. She goes right side, Westover. Westover, baseline jumper for 2, is good. Kylie Westover, another 2. She's the leading scorer on this team at 13.3 points per game. Westover now with 17. And the Dort College lead is 76-56. Jamie Cook in the middle of the lane tries to thread the needle. It's taken away by Marish. Marish turned it over. Here comes Dakota State. Long pass tip taken away by Bone. Here come the defenders. Cook with the basketball at the free throw line. She's not going to stop. She'll bring it into the lane. Her short shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Droger. Droger's outlet pass is tipped. Controlled by Westover. Taps it over to a teammate, Droger. Droger comes back underneath. Shot no good underneath by Cassie Jacobson, but Jacobson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 7:34 remaining in regulation. Dort College 76, Dakota State 56. So the free throw's on the way for Jacobson. Jacobson, 69% free throw shooter. First one is good. She's got another one coming. 76-57, Dort College by 19. Another free throw on the way for Jacobson. This one's up and down. So Jacobson makes them both. She's got 8 points. And the Dort College lead is 76-58. Dakota State on a 7-0 run right now. Skelhaas on the left elbow, picked up her dribble, feeds it out front for Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice picks up her dribble, comes back over to Skelhaas. 15 to shoot for the defenders. They come back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives the lane, puts it up, drew the contact, no call made. Coming back the other way, Dakota State. Kylie Westover stops, pops, 15-footer, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Kara Van Dyke as she climbs over the top of Allison Droger. Van Dyke whistled for the personal. That's her first. And that is team foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. Dakota State will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 7:05 remaining. Pass goes middle of the floor to Droger. Droger blocked on the play by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaas across half court. She goes left side. Brookice. Brookice head fake down to the baseline. Drops it off for Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State gets the basketball back. Throwing the ball in for DSU will be Kylie Westover. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Driving left side is Westover. Westover is fouled on the play. That's team foul number 5 on the defenders in this half. Dakota State will inbound the basketball. Courtney Holstein to throw it in. Holstein to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dakota State inbounds. Westover gets the return pass. Her three is good. Count the hoop and a foul on the play. A three-point basket from deep in the left corner by Kylie Westover is good. And now she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Well, they're going to say the foul came on the rebound. That's going to go on Van Dyke. That's her second. Andor College's lead is down to 15 at 76-51. Dort College was up by 23 at one point. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Droger. Droger outlets. Kick out pass. Three is good for Kylie Westover. Westover with her fifth three of the night. Westover now with 23 points, and the Dort College lead has been whittled down to 12 at 76-64. Left side pass over to Bone. 6:10 remaining. Dort College needs a good possession here. They pass it over to Bone. Bone answering three. No. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota State. And we've got a foul called on Kayla Brookice. It might be a good time for a timeout here. Well, Coach Craig Steensmo's up off the bench. Thought he was going to call a foul or call a timeout. I had thought Coach Craig Steensmo was going to call a timeout. Instead, he will let it ride for the time being. Courtney Hamblin to the free to shoot a 1-1, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. Free throw is in and out, no good. Dort College maintains possession of the basketball. And now a timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. 76-64, Dort College calls a timeout with 6:01 remaining, leading by 12. Wasn't that long ago, though. Dort College was up 74-51 and actually 76-51, but Dakota Wesleyan, in the midst of a 13-0 run, cutting a 25-point lead down to 12. 6:01 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College using a timeout, leading 76-64. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Left side pass over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three-pointer. She splashes it through. Her third three of the night. She's got nine, and the Dort College defender lead is 79-64. Dakota State with the basketball. This is Holstein. Holstein passes right side. Two-point shot, no good by Westover. Dort College regains possession of it after the missed shot. Brookice with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus back over to Brookice. Brookice on the right wing. They aren't going to give her any room to work. 5:19 left to play in the game. Dort College by 15. Skelhaus, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke drives, and she's going to be called for steps. Van Dyke tried to stop and ended up with a little half step in there. It's called for the travel violation. Dort College leading 79-64. 5 minutes remaining in the contest. The clock starting to work against Dakota State. Out front with the basketball is Droger. Droger looking for the pass. She's on the left wing, comes back over to Westover. Westover's had the hot hand for Dakota State. Right side pass, Stover. Beg your pardon, Jacobson. Jacobson with the three. She's got 11. Dort College leads 79-67. Dort College by a dozen, 4:35 and counting. Ball game. Spronk with the basketball down to the baseline. Nothing there. Spins it back outside for Cook. Cook cross-court pass Brookice. She hesitates. Her three is in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Jacobson. Jacobson long pass into the front court. Westover. Westover with the basketball back to Jacobson. Jacobson hesitates with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Westover and a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her third personal. 4:15 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College leading by 12, but an opportunity here for Westover to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Westover with 23 points. She had 5 at halftime, and she makes the free throw. She's now 14 for 14 for the season, and she can cut it down to a 10-point ballgame here with 4:15 remaining. Second free throw on the way is up and good. 79-69, so Dakota State threatening to really tighten this up. Westover with 24 points. Pass goes into the corner. Cook. Cook tries to thread the needle for Van Dyke. It's tipped, controlled by Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Cook. Cook to Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Jacobson. Jacobson gives it over to Holstein. Here comes Dakota State with a basketball and a chance to make it a single-digit ballgame. Pass goes into the corner. Shot on the way. Three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Spronk after the missed shot by Kylie Westover. 3:40 and counting. Ball game. Skelhaus will direct traffic. 24 seconds on the shot clock. She comes over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice is called for the travel. And a timeout on the floor charged to... Well, I thought Coach Craig Steensman signaled for a timeout. And now Dakota State will use a timeout. 3:32 left to play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders, led by as many as 25, 76-51. Since then, Dakota State has outscored Dort College 18-3. And it's a 10-point ball game right now, 79-69. Dort College leading by double digits, but Dakota State called the timeout to talk things over. They've still got time to continue the comeback. Holstein with the basketball. She goes out front. Three on the way by Jacobson is good. Cassie Jacobson with the three-point basket. She's got 14, and the Dort College defenders lead 79-72. Dakota State has cut the lead down to 7. Dakota State showing a zone. With it, left side is Brookice. Dort College has slowed up offensively. With it is Cook. Cook, free throw line jumper in and out, no good. And the shooting woes continue for the Dort College defenders. Here comes Dakota State with a chance to cut the lead down further. 79-72, our score. You can bet they're going to try to go to Westover. They go left side to Holstein. Holstein with the basketball. Holstein with it on the left side. Jacobson been equally hot from the floor. They go Jacobson right baseline. 10 to shoot. Feed it down low for Droger. Droger into the lane. Her seven-footer is good. Droger with 15. Dort College leads 79-74. 2:29 left to go in the game, and Dort College continuing to struggle offensively since building a 25-point lead. It's down to five. With the basketball, Cook. Cook, Skelhas. Skelhas, she's got the only points for Dort College since it was a 25-point lead. She hit a three from the left wing. Pass goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke baseline jumper, no good, and Dakota State gets the rebound. Here come the Trojans. Lady Tees for the basketball. Holstein. Holstein stops, feeds it off to Jacobson. Jacobson, 17-footer, off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound Droger. Droger, kick out pass, Westover. Westover, three, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Spronk. Dort College gets a defensive stop. 1:50 remaining in the game. 25 on the shot clock, and Coach Craig Steensma says, I want to slow it down. Skelhas with the basketball. Skelhas passes left side over to Spronk. Spronk with it. Spronk with it on the left wing. Spins, nothing there, and Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This will be a full-length timeout. Dort College leading 79-74. Dakota State right now in the midst of a 23-3 run. Dort College clinging to a 5-point lead with a basketball when we resume play right after this. Critical possession here for the Dort College defenders. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 1:33 on the game clock. Dort College, if they can score, they can push this back to a 3-possession ball game. Right now it stands at a 2-possession difference, 79-74. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College basketball, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Skelhas with the basketball, 7 now, 6, 5. Goes over to Brookice, a long three, it's short, no good. Long rebound, though, Marish had it momentarily. Dakota State wrestles it away, and coming up with the basketball is Julie Monson. Dakota State can cut it down to 2 or 3 with a made basket. Three-pointer on the way, wave it off, and we've got a timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. Dakota State and Coach Jeff Dittman call for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota State will call a timeout, trailing by 5, 1:14 left. Back with more after this.
Are you?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders led by as many as 25 at 76, 251. Dakota State, though, has come charging back and have cut the lead down to 5 at 79-74. Dakota State right now is on a 10-0 run, so they've had two 10-0 runs in this stretch, actually had a 13-0 run at one point. Dakota State with the basketball as we resume play. Holstein in between the circles out front, 1 minute remaining in the game. Pass goes down low, intended for Jacobson, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 8:34 left to go in the game. Dort College was up by 25. Pass inbounded. With it is Hamblin. Into the corner. Three at the buzzer on the shot clock. Expiring is Kylie Westover, and it's a 2-point game. Unbelievable. 79-77. 47 seconds left to play in this contest. Right side pass is Brookice. Dort College needs a bucket in a bad way, and if they score, it'll be a 2-possession game. Right now, it's a 2-point game, 79-77. Dakota State, over the last 8 minutes, has outscored Dort College 26-3 and have cut a 25-point lead down to 2. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College with 18 seconds on the shot clock. 21-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Well, somebody for Dort College has to step forward and make a play. Kara Van Dyke inbounds the basketball to Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas with the ball, goes high post over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Spronk. Spronk down to the left baseline. Cut off there. Sprunk reverses over to Brookice, almost slips through her hands. 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Skelhaus back to Brookice. Brookice, three-pointer, no good, too strong. Rebound tipped out, though, taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk with the rebound. Door College with the basketball, 17 seconds left, and now Dakota State will have to commit some fouls. Jasmine Skelhaus has it out front, and she gets fouled on the play. 16.2 seconds remaining. That's team foul number 6 on Dakota State. Nord College will be inbounding on the sideline. The shot clock is now off. And Dakota State will use a timeout, trailing by 2. Nord College with the basketball. Brianna Sprunk chased down the rebound to the missed three-pointer by Kayla Brookice to extend the possession. Now we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the Lady Tees. Back with more after this. Nord College had everything going their way. Up 76-51 with 8:34 remaining to go in the game. Looked like they had blown it open. Dakota State was able to trim the lead down. They got hot from the floor, and they've cut it all the way down to 79-77. It's Nord College basketball after the timeout. Van Dyke throws it into the backcourt to Skelhaus. Skelhaus in the backcourt, and Dakota State will trap her. Now foul called in front of the Dakota State bench. And Jasmine Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 where she can give Nord College a two-possession lead. At 79-77, Nord College by 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A 1-1 for Skelhaus, the freshman from Pelham. Up and down. 10 points for Skelhaus, 3 threes and a free throw. Now she can make it a two-possession game. 12.1 seconds remaining. Free throw is up. Good. Jasmine Skelhaus knocks down a pair of free throws. Nord College leads 81-77. Nord College by 4. Dakota State into the front court. 10 seconds remaining. They feed it left side, Westover. Westover, 3, misses everything. Saved in by Holstein. Dakota State will still with the basketball. A jumper in the lane is good for Allison Droger. Droger with 17. And with less than a second left, Dakota State uses a timeout. 9/10 of a second remaining. Nord College leads 81-79. It'll be Nord College basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. The three-pointer missed everything. Dakota State was able to save the ball in, though, to Droger in the middle of the lane. And she was able to knock down the short shot. She's got 17 this evening and cuts it down to a two-point ball game, 81-79. And now we've got a full-length timeout called. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball. Kara Van Dyke will be throwing it in for the defenders. She can run the baseline to try and get free. There's 9/10 of a second remaining. Nord College gets the ball inbounded to Sprunk, and that's the ball game. 81-79, that's the final. Nord College hangs on for the two-point win, a dramatic win as Dakota State closes on a 28-5 run to cut a 25-point lead down to the final of three, 81-79. Let's take a break and be back with more from Madison, South Dakota, right after this. Certainly became more dramatic than we had anticipated with 8.5 minutes left to go. Looked like it was going to be a ho-hum finish as the Nord College defenders led by 25. Dakota State had other thoughts, though, and Dakota State cuts it down to a two-point lead late in the contest, 79-77. Nord College, though, able to make a couple of free throws with Jasmine Skelhaus knocking down the two free throws to give Nord College their eventual two-point margin of victory, 81-79. Nord College was led by Kayla Brookice with 20 points. Brianna Sprunk added 17 unofficially. For Dakota State, Kylie Westover got hot. She had 23 points in the second half, 28 for the ball game, as she led the comeback for Dakota State. Dakota State falls to 4-9. Nord College improves to 11-9 and return to conference play exclusively beginning on Saturday when they face the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference play on Saturday. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Are you a...
You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Unofficial point totals look like this for the Dort College defenders. They're led by Kayla Brookice with 20 points. She made her first seven field goals attempts this evening. 17 for Brianna Sprunk, 11 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke, 6 for Danelle Bowen, and 8 for Jamie Cook off of the bench. For Dakota State, they were topped by Kylie Westover's 28 points, 17 for Allison Droger, 14 for Cassie Jacobson, 8 for Courtney Hamblin, 6 for Courtney Holstein, 3 for Kendra Lindblad, 2 for Rachel Novak, 1 for Julie Munson, for their total of 79 points. We don't have the official numbers at this point. When we do, we'll pass them along to you. Also, we anticipate Coach Craig Steensma making his way out of the locker room to talk things over with us as well. As our post-game show continues, this is the Wireless World post-game wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Stats look like this, and Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room. The North College defenders, 31 of 60 from the floor, 12 for 20 on threes, 9 of 11 on 7 of 9 on free throws. Dakota State, 28 of 59 from the floor, 15 of 26 from three-point line, 8 of 10 on free throws. Before we go any further, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach. And Coach, ended up being a little more dramatic than you would have liked, but held on for the win. And sometimes you've got to go through these kind of games to find out what that feels like. And what did your team learn this evening in this win over Dakota State?
Well, in the locker room, the team just felt like they lost focus when they got a big lead. You know, when we got up 24, we really didn't take care of the ball or go strong to the basket or take good shots. We just took any old shot. And they started making shots. I give them a lot of credit, too, because they bombed in a lot of threes. And, that's a good lesson. We learned a lot of lessons. But one of them is you can't ever let a team just shoot wide-open shots. But you also, you can't just expect that the game is over. And so that's one of the things that we could kind of take away from that. And, also I think we did a pretty good job of getting the ball inside in the last couple minutes when we needed to. And we did a pretty good job of attacking the offensive glass, coming up with rebounds, or at least trying. And that'll come back to help us, I believe, in the future. Even though we made it a really close game, and I give them credit for doing that, there's things in the last 6 minutes, maybe 7 minutes, that, we can obviously say, hey, this cannot happen again. But, also we played very well for about 30 or so minutes. We got into the 70s offensively really quick. And it helps when you're making shots, making threes, and that opens things up for others. But, oh, my goodness, 15 for 26 they were. We can't allow that either. That's not going to reach our goal of holding them down in terms of three-point field goal percentage. So I give them a lot of credit. They can really shoot the ball, and especially at home here.
Talk a little bit about in the first half. You were able to have success early on. You were able to do it inside out, and you went into the locker room up by 9. Kind of hung around at that 9 or 10-point difference, and then it was the outside shooting that gave you a run to get up 24, 25 points. That can cut both ways, though. You start relying on it just a little too much.
Exactly right, Mike. You nailed it on the head. We started thinking, well, if they make one, we'll just shoot a 3. And we did, and we made them. And then all of a sudden we just started saying, well, we'll just shoot a 3 back at you. And we missed. And they started catching up by threes, it seemed like, from 18 to 15 to 12 to 9 to, it seemed like they were hitting a 3 every time I looked up. So, it's a great win for us, though, on the road. We'll take it. But it certainly should have been, maybe, and could have been a little bit easier than what it turned out to be.
Brianna Sprunk, big rebound at the end of the ball game. When you missed a perimeter shot, she was able to track down the rebound, and that eventually set up Jasmine Skelhaus knocking down those two free throws. But Brianna, overall, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 turnover, 3 steals. That's a pretty good line.
She had a great game, and that senior effort and hustle was important. And then Jasmine knocked in the free throws, and those are really important ones, too, I wanted to try to call a timeout when we were up 4, and I was screaming at all the officials, but, you just don't want to give up a 3 real quick and you don't want to give up a layup real quick. You just want to make them take some time up. And we ended up doing that because they're veteran players and smart, and they kind of picked them up at the half line and bothered them enough that they couldn't get a quick shot. So, you know, it was a very, very much in doubt there with about 3 minutes left. And so, you know, I'm happy to come out of here with a win.
Second half of the conference season coming up. You start with Midland on Saturday, and only 10 games left in the regular season for this team. Are you still progressing and making improvements like you would, the way you would like to see?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're definitely making big improvements, just in terms of how we're playing and where we're getting the ball. You know, I think it's the biggest thing. And, you know, I think over the last couple of weeks we've made good improvements in our zone and man offenses in terms of who gets the ball and where they get it. And we're starting to get pretty comfortable with each other. You know, and that's what we want at this time of the year. So, you know, there's much more work to be done, obviously. But, you know, we'll enjoy this one tonight and get back to work tomorrow morning.
Coach, I'll let you go. Drive safely back to Sioux Center.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College victorious this evening by a final score of 81-79 in women's basketball play. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers in our women's contest right after this. Here are the numbers. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, 31 of 60 from the floor, 51.7%. 12 of 20 on threes, 60%. 7 of 9 on free throws, 78%. The Dort College defenders tie a record for three-pointers made in a game, matching the 12 total against the Dana Vikings back on January 16 of 2002. They also made 12 in that win. For Dakota State, 28 of 59 from the floor, 47.5%. 15 of 26 on threes, 57.7%. 8 of 10 on free throws for 80%. Dort College out-rebounded Dakota State 33-30. Turnovers, Dakota State 17, Dort College 15. Dort College was led in scoring by Kayla Brookice with 20 points. 15 points for Brianna Sprunk, 13 for Carabin Dyke, 11 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 8 for Elise Marish, and 8 for Jasmine's, eight for Jamie Cook. Danelle Bowen also added 6 points on a pair of 3-point shots. For Dakota State, they were topped by Kylie Westover, 28 points. She was 6 of 11 on threes, 9 for 20 for the ballgame. Allison Droger had 17 points. She was 8 of 13 from the floor. 14 points for Cassie Jacobson. 6 for Courtney Holstein, 8 for Courtney Hamblin, 3 for Kendra Lindblad, 2 for Rachel Novak, 1 for Julie Monson, for their total of 79. For Dort College on the glass, Kara Van Dyke had 10 rebounds, 6 for Brianna Spronk, 5. For Dakota State, Allison Droger had 5 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Cassie Jacobson, 6 for Courtney Holstein, 3 each for Courtney Hamblin and Yui Onodera. Brianna Spronk had 7 assists for the defenders, 5 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Kayla Brookice, and 2 for Jasmine Skelhaus, Elise Marish, and Jamie Cook. 5 block shots for Kara Van Dyke, 3 steals for Brianna Spronk, 2 steals for Jasmine Skelhaus. For Dakota State, 3 assists for Cassie Jacobson, 3 for Kylie Westover, 4 each for Courtney Holstein, Courtney Hamblin, and Yui Onodera. Cassie Jacobson also had 2 steals. That's a rundown of the numbers on your Wireless World post-game wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.